Hi, my name's Ben Hunt. If you don't know me, I've been doing web design and online marketing since 1994. And in that time, we're talking over 20 years now, I've been watching the trend of how the sector is playing out. And although I've been in web design, I've been interested in usability and SEO and conversion rate optimization and lots of related things. But if I look back at everything that I've done over the last 20 years, what I've really been trying to do is to figure out what works. How can we make things work better? And then share that with other people. Now, a few months ago, I wrote a book called Web Design is Dead, which charted the history of the web design, online marketing sectors over its first 20 years. Because when I started, it was very labor intensive, very manual work, lots of work in Photoshop, create graphics that a client would then sign off and come back, and then incredible amount of work using these nested tables in HTML to build the framework of a website, and then finally at the end you'd shove some content in. Fast forward 20 years to the point where now you can get a website running on WordPress using a theme that is not only cheaper and quicker and easier and more convenient than the custom-built, hand-built alternative, it's also better. You can get a better website today for $49 than you could have got for $49,000 just a few years ago. Okay. Now, the other thing that really jumped out to me by looking across that 20-year history of what I and others have done is that it became clear to me that clients have had a really, really bad deal for the last 20 years. So I'm talking about my clients. I'm talking about small business owners, medium-sized businesses, people who've shelled out large amounts of money and very often have never seen their money again. You know, they simply haven't got the benefit back from their investment. So it's really been a history, a shameful history of bad trades. But clients have had no other option, right? And this is what I want to change. This is what I want to change now. And I've got a plan that I'm going to share with you of how I think we can do things better. So the situation that we've had for the last 20 years is web designer or marketer or whatever says to the client, I will do this for you, and it's going to cost you so many thousand dollars or pounds or whatever. And the client really has very little choice. They either trust this person that they're going to do what they say they're going to do, or they don't. But, you know, either way, they have to shell out a big old chunk of cash. Now, who's taking the risk there? The risk is all in the client. The client is investing everything. The web designer or whatever, they're investing some of their time, but that time is very well compensated. And this really kind of harks back to the time when building websites was extremely expensive in terms of hours, and the skills were rare. So, you know, websites used to be really expensive. Not so much the case now. Okay, so how do clients then figure out whether this person is worth hiring? Or whether what this person proposes to do for my website, for my campaign, is worth doing? They really have very, very little idea. And also, when you look at it, because the web marketers, web designers have not been responsible for tracking the success, because it's been an extremely promiscuous kind of sector. Because, you know, when I would finish a job, you know, basically, you know, make the sale, then deliver the website, and I'll be off. Right? The web designer's gone. They're off to find the next client because they need to keep it turning over. So it's very kind of short-term relationships. As soon as the baby's born, they're off. Right? And we'll come back to this. And it's got even more complex as well over time, because not only Now, are we having to choose which web designer to hire? You've also got then copywriting, SEO, pay-per-click, conversion optimization, marketing automation, email, social media management. Right? The list goes on and on and on. So how is a client meant to choose these people when, you know, we've not been in the business of recording the success? Recording how well or what kind of returns our clients are getting from their work. It's generally, you know, as a web designer, you just have a portfolio. It says, look how sexy my websites look, hire me. So clients have got nothing to go on. And plus, they have to manage and balance and juggle all these different roles now. And I think it's an almost impossible situation. So the conclusion that I came to at the end of Web Design is Dead was that we need a new role. We need a new role of marketing strategist. So we get rid of the old web designer, webmaster role, which is should really go become pretty much extinct now. And clients should then be speaking to a marketing strategist. And the marketing strategist then figures out, okay, firstly, what needs to be done? What needs to be done in what order? In order for this business to get the value that they deserve to get from this thing. Look, if you took your car to a mechanic to get it fixed, you wouldn't expect to pay that mechanic until the car was fixed. If you hire a builder to build you a house, you don't pay that builder until the house is built. Right? They don't get all their money. But web designers, marketers, for the last two decades have got paid anyway. We've got paid whether the thing worked or whether the thing didn't work. So this is what a marketing strategist needs to do. They need to figure out where should we invest our time and money and how are we going to get that back? How are we going to get the traffic? How are we going to convert the traffic? How are we going to nurture it? All of these things need to be considered. Because so the situation has been in the past for a web designer or marketer, the client invests all this money, right? Therefore, the client gets to think, well, I'm investing all this, then I should get to call the shots, right? I should get my needs and my wants met, and that's reasonable. So they then say to the web designer, okay, well, we'll take your advice, but you know, ultimately, it's like the responsibility is down to the client for making those important strategic decisions. And the marketer just goes, well, yeah, I'll take your brief, I'll deliver, I'll do my best, and I believe that people have done their best for all these years. But then, you know, whether it works or not, it's almost like the marketer, web designer can just say, you know, it's not my baby, it's not my responsibility. Because the web designer isn't invested in it. So the client has invested everything, and the client then takes all the risk, and the client's left there going, I hope I get my money back. I hope this thing works for me. There's another important aspect of the marketing strategist role as well, which is kind of new, which is, should this campaign even be done at all? Because some things that we can spend money on, as we know, are likely to, I mean, there's no guarantees, but are likely to generate a positive return. Other things that we may do will be a waste of money. And I'm sure that all of us have got examples and case studies in our own histories of people wasting their money. So the strategist's job should be, well, maybe what we need to do is we need to test the water with this kind of, you know, early campaign, and then provided that we've learned this, then we develop it on. They don't say, all right, you need to pump in $60,000 and we're going to build this website and we're going to run away. So it's a very different way of looking at things, different kind of relationship. Because in the past, even if a marketing project or a campaign was badly conceived, it could still go ahead, and you know, the agency or the designer, they're immune from it. So, well, it's the client's responsibility. Well, that's not good enough, guys. Not good enough anymore. And you know, I have to say that I'm as guilty as anyone else in this industry of doing that kind of thing. I can think of two clear examples. About 7 or 8 years ago, maybe it's about maybe in, getting on for 10 years ago, my agency took on a brief from a client who had a quite an interesting Web 2.0 kind of knowledge marketplace app that they wanted to have built, and we quoted for it, right? We did everything right. We quoted for it. We built it. The thing worked. It looked good. It was distinctive. Absolutely fine. And we took £55,000 off this guy, off this company, which is about $90,000 maybe. And we delivered. We delivered what we were asked to do. Okay. But there were, we just delivered the website. There was no marketing campaign. So nobody ever heard about this website because there was no money budgeted for promotion, for PR, to get this thing off the ground. So you know what happened? Within a few weeks, the project sank beneath the waves, never to be seen again. The client had wasted their money. And I'm not happy about that. Fast forward in several years, 2015, this year, right? I've been in this business for over 20 years. I've written a blooming book on conversion rate optimization. Okay. I ought to know how to get a client's conversion rate to work. I'm an expert in lots of areas of this. I took $10,000 off a client to redo his website, which was shockingly bad. It looked awful. It was confusing. It was difficult to use. However, when I did the redesign, hey, my redesign was great. It was clean. It loaded quickly. It was well written. I scripted a video. We got the video done. We didn't even try and push for the sale too early because we were following best practice, you know. Did everything right. You know what happened? The client's conversion rate bombed. Traffic remained the same. The conversion rate suddenly dropped like a stone. The client started losing money. Paid me $10,000 to mess up his website. Now, under the Web Pro version 1 industry, that client would have gone out of business. He would have gone out of business because of the situation where he takes all the risk. I take none of the risk. I get paid anyway. I still got the $10,000. I'm off. I don't have to stay around, right? That would be, that's catastrophic, and that's crap. That's not good enough. So what I'm doing right now is I'm working with this client to get his conversion rate back up, and this is starting to work, get his traffic up. We're split testing, we're doing all the right things. And there's a lesson in this, really important lesson in this, which is that marketing is, think of it like parenting, right? In the old system, the sale is the conception and, you know, you hang around and you build this thing and then there's the birth. You give birth to this website and you hand over the website and you have a launch and then the web designer disappears. All right, they're off to the next job. They're off to the next project, next client. And the client is then left holding the baby, almost literally. And that's why I kind of call it promiscuous. But real marketing is like real parenting. It's like you have to stay, you hang around. The job starts at birth, okay? And it's what you do, it's the decisions that you make, it's what you learn over time, how you manage the growth of this thing over time. That's what makes the real difference. Because so often, when you do a wholesale redesign of something, it ruins it. Like I did with this client this year. I made so many assumptions. I changed everything all at once. And some of the decisions that I made in there were really bad decisions. So what we're doing now is learning and unpicking which of those decisions were unhelpful. Okay? So the details of that don't matter too much. The point is that you should be involved. We, as marketing professionals, should be involved with our clients over a period of time. And that means we need to be invested in the campaign long term. So, why should this be the case? I mean, just because that's the way it was, why should clients take all the risk? Shouldn't I, as a marketing professional, share some of that risk? Why should I get all the benefit? Why should I get paid anyway, whether it works or whether it doesn't? So we should share the risk, I believe, and I believe we should share the benefits as well. Here's another idea. If marketing can work, and we know it can work, hey, it can also fail, right? But if marketing can work, then surely when it works, it's realizing new profits, new benefits to the client that are previously or currently unrealized. Okay, so simplest thing, if a client's got a website that sells stuff, then we should be able to get it to sell more stuff. We get more traffic, more conversions. So the website is now realizing additional profits over what the client is making today, right? That currently unrealized. So if that's the case, we're creating new profits. The marketing campaign is realizing new profits. And if it can't do that, then it shouldn't even be done, you might argue. Okay, so is a campaign worth doing? If it's worth doing, why shouldn't we get paid out of those profits, those new profits, when it works? So just, you know, think about that. Because this is something that I've been trying to turn over and think about, and I've been writing about and talking about for several years now. And here's what I think the answer is. Here's what we need to be doing today. I'm calling it Web Pro 2. The old model is Web Pro 1. This is Web Pro 2. And the fundamental aspect of Web Pro 2 that's so different is that it uses a combination of fees, professional fees, which is pretty much all we worked with before, and profit sharing. So, and when you look at that, it changes everything. It changes the energy, the dynamic, the relationship between web professional and client. So, what it means is that the web professional now is not a hired gun. They now become more like an investor. And it means that we invest. We take on risk. We invest our time, our skill, our expertise, right? The client invests money. And we are both jointly committed to seeing this project through. Now, there's a lot of details that we're working out, and I am currently doing this with several clients right now. So when would you use fees? You use fees, you get paid a fee for doing work where there is a specific deliverable that is valuable in its own right. So for me, when I start a project, I will get paid for the strategy piece. Okay, so that's figuring out how should we position this, where should we get the traffic from, how are we going to nurture the traffic, maybe load a keyword research, whatever. Now for a small client, that should only be a few hours work. For a bigger client, it should be many days or even weeks of work. But the strategy piece is really important. That the end product of that is, this is what our marketing strategy is going to be. Now, important thing with this new model, with Web Pro 2, is either party should be able to walk away pretty much at any time. So if I do a week's worth of work for a client, and I hand that deliverable, which has value, they can use it, right? If I hand that over to the client should be able to walk away at that point, which means I should be paid at that point. So there's a really fundamental principle here, which is that nobody should be overexposed at any point. Previously, the client was overexposed constantly, and they take all the risk even at the end of a project. The only risk that the marketer would take, the web designer, is that, you know, they have to do a certain amount of work to get paid in stages. So they're only risking some time, okay? So that's when you use fees. But primarily, and the most motivating, most important mechanism within Web Pro 2 is going to be profit sharing. And what that means is, that we might say, for example, that you know, let's say you're making a certain amount of revenue now from the website. This would be a simple case. That when we increase that by a certain amount, we then share the additional revenue, the additional profits above that baseline level. So then I would get paid when my client is profiting. Therefore, the more the client pays me, the happier the client is, because the more money the client is making, or the more leads they're generating, or whatever it may be, however you want to measure value. And all of this can be renegotiated at any point as well. If the client's campaign grows to a level where my input, you know, maybe I don't need to be doing as much, and the client's making money and they're going, well, we're paying this guy 20% or whatever, they might say, I want to revise it down to 10%. And then I can either say, well, yes, that's worth it for me, or no, it's not worth it for me. And I can walk away, or they can walk away. Anyone can walk away at any point. The important thing is that if the marketing input is still required, if the strategy, the guidance, the direction, the copywriting, whatever it may be, is still needed, and is still delivering growth, then the engagement should continue. And it should be a win-win, because that growth is creating, it's realizing new profits, right? If there is no growth, then why should I be there? I would be better off moving along and finding a new client and working with a new client. So this is quite subtle and quite complex, but when you understand it, you get a really beautiful picture of a relationship that is not, it doesn't require contracts and signatures, because it's based on, are we creating value together? And if we are, then let's carry on doing it. If we're not, let's change something. Okay, so this is an extremely exciting time, and it changes the role of the marketer to being an investor. It forces you to choose and to make the right decisions for a campaign, because you're not going to get paid anyway. You're going to get paid something. But really, the real money comes when you make that client some money, when you deliver value to that client. And that changes the whole game. It really forces you to consider the strategy a lot more carefully. Consider where you invest your time, where you invest the budget. It's really, really quite exciting. So here's what's going to happen next. Firstly, I want to get... So I'm just starting to put this out there. I want to get a few businesses on board who would be interested in working with me and or some other consultants on a model like this, because we're going to figure it out together. Okay? And then once we've done that, then I and some of my partners will then work with you in the long term to deliver those campaigns. And this is very much long term, but remember, no one's tied in. You're not tied in at any point. And this is what's so amazing about it. So that's what I've got to say about Web Pro 2 right now. If that is interesting for you, if you're inspired by it like I am, if you are, maybe you've been burned before, maybe you've been stung, maybe you're just, you know, are you sick of the way that things have been going on for the last 20 years? Because I am. And I believe that there are a lot of people out there who would love to see a new way of doing things. So if that's you, it doesn't matter if you're big business, small business, because this can work at any scale. If you're interested, please get in touch. We'll have a conversation. There's absolutely zero commitment, pretty much at any point. So get in touch. We'll have a form where you can share some information. But first thing is, drop me an email and we'll get the ball rolling. Okay, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for listening. And I hope that we get to work together soon. That would be amazing. Thank you.